Welcome to the Security in 5 podcast. I'm Drew, the Binary Blogger. This is a short program that brings you security news, tips, advice, and opinions in the area of information, IT, and general security in about 5 minutes. Quick to listen to, easy to understand. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. This is Security in 5. Thanks for listening. Episode 394 of Security in 5. Today I want to talk about the Equifax breach. And Congress released their report on the Equifax breach, and its conclusions were about as straightforward as we all knew, especially those in the cybersecurity industry that read into and was watching this very closely. And their conclusion was the Equifax breach was 100% entirely preventable. Well, duh. The blame falls on the culture of cybersecurity and security complacency within the organization. And I like to go through these types of things because use other people's trips and stumbles in life to, A, see how they get through it, number one, not to pick on them, but use their faults and what they did to improve your businesses and your corporate or your personal security position to understand how bad they failed, where did they fall over, reflect onto your own internal organization, your internal corporate structure, and see, am I making these same mistakes? Because if you are, you're going to go down the same path as Equifax. It's only a matter of time. It's not if, but when you're breached. And more than likely, it's not if, but when you detect that you've been breached. Because chances are, if you're following these types of mistakes that they went down in this report, then chances are you've already had some type of data exfiltration. You just aren't aware of it yet. So here are a couple of highlights from that report, and links will be in the show notes. So the U.S. Congressional Committee released a 96-page report, and it's basically a chief information security officer's worst nightmare of really it could be flipped into a guide to say, you know, not the Equifax breach results report, but what not to do as a CISO. And here's some of the things that it said. A culture of cybersecurity complacency at Equifax led to the successful exfiltration of the personal information of approximately 148 million individuals. Equifax's failure to patch a known critical vulnerability, which they knew about, they were told about, but didn't patch it, left the systems at risk for 145 days. The company's failure to implement basic security protocols, including file integrity monitoring, network segmentation, allowed attackers to access and remove the data. The attackers would be able to exfiltrate this data because the digital certificate allowing Equifax to monitor encrypted network flowing through an application or an environment expired 19 months prior to the discovery of the breach. Now, what this is they had a packet inspector in the middle, but those packet inspectors protect against web traffic. So if you're coming in through TLS, SSL, this will be able to decrypt that traffic, look for malicious activity, re-encrypt it, and send it on its way. It's kind of a packet inspector. But that only works if the certificates to encrypt and decrypt are valid. If they're expired, you're not going to be able to run it right, and that's what happened here. So the attack happened, but they weren't able to see it because all the data was not being decrypted and read properly. Equifax should have addressed at least two points of failure to mitigate or even prevent this breach. First, it had a lack of accountability with no clear lines of authority in Equifax's IT management structure, led to an execution gap between IT policy development and operations. This also restricted the company's implementation of other security initiatives in a comprehensive and timely manner. As an example, Equifax had allowed over 300 security certificates to expire, including 79 that monitored business critical domains. So basically what this says is, and I can relate to this because I've seen organizations time and time again that have this wall between policymakers and operations, is security departments say, we create security policies, but we're not responsible for making sure that it's followed. That falls on the operations and IT side. It's not my problem. I wrote the policy. It's up to you to follow it. And in fact, later on in the report, it talks about an honor system for patching systems. And that was the other failures. They had struts running all over the place, but nobody was patching them. And it was not my job. And since there was no organizational definitions throughout of Equifax to demand accountability and follow that chain, that just bounced around within the ether and no one was responsible for it. No one was held accountable for it. If you patched it, great. If not, it's not really anybody's authority to say that you have to do it or not, and that's where it broke down. The other thing that the report talks about is this type of organization allowed to fester and grow because Equifax didn't focus on cybersecurity, obviously, but they also grew very, very fast through acquisition. So they were acquiring companies left and right for several years with all of that diverse technology, different ways of doing things, and trying to hook them into the major systems. A lot of shortcuts were taken. A lot of departments were probably siloed off. This department handled this business unit, this business unit, this business unit. There was no central glue to keep it all together and hold accountable end to end. And this is what happens. So in the link, read the report. If you want to learn about cybersecurity, and I've been getting a lot of more emails, a lot more feedback on, I want to switch my career. I'm in school. I want to study cybersecurity. These are the types of reports that if you really want true education, and don't get me started on college cybersecurity education right now, but if you want to get true cybersecurity education, what happens in the real world, what you should be focusing on, what you should be learning about, how to perfect and grow your company's organization, or even as a security individual becoming a professional in the cybersecurity space, read this report. Read about end-to-end of what Equifax did. It wasn't just patching a system or failing to patch a system. It was an accumulation of several things over several years that just festered and festered and festered. And being Equifax, they have data on over a billion people, 100 million companies. They are probably one of the top targets. So it was only a matter of time before one of these coordinated attacks were successful. And they've been watching Equifax for years. They finally found a vulnerability pop up. They slipped in, realized what they could do, took the data, got out, and here we are, where Equifax wasn't aware of that, wasn't cognizant of it, didn't take it seriously or seriously enough, and now 148 million people, probably you listening to this right now, are victims in your personal information, social security numbers, personal info, are floating out there and who knows where, with potential identity theft issues to be coming over the next couple of years. Because the attackers may not use it right away. They'll sit on it, let us become complacent ourselves, forget about the breach, and then use it and go, well, where did this come from? Well, it was from the Equifax breach several years ago. So that's why we have personal security practices. We have credit monitoring. We have all these things to do to keep our own security posture aware. One of the reasons why I do this podcast is to keep people aware about these types of things, that it's a lot bigger and a lot broader and a lot more complex than just having up username and password released. And the damage that you can do with the data, certain data like this, can be really damaging for a lot of people if it's done properly. And it can go on for years. You may not know about it, need to get a loan or get a mortgage or what have you. You go to your bank account and it's empty. That's the things we want to avoid. Links will be in the show notes. Equifax breach was entirely 100% preventable according to the United States Congress, and they are fully trustworthy and never wrong, but in this case I fully agree with them that they are dead right. And based on looking at the report, Equifax was just consumed by their own internal corporate bureaucracy and left things hanging out there too long, and they got bit by it. So read through it. Are you following these paths? How can you use this to make yourself and your corporation better? That's the angle that I want to say for this report. Security in 5, be aware, be safe. Thanks for listening. This concludes another episode of Security in 5. You can find me on Twitter at Security in 5 or out on Facebook under the Security in 5 Facebook page. Or you can send me a simple email. All my contact information and places to find me are in every show notes of every episode. I love feedback. I love having conversations. If you have any suggestions, corrections, or topics for a future episode, drop me a line. Let me know. I will respond. Security in 5. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. Beware, be safe, and always thank you for listening.